Good morning. We're continuing the Halachos of Bedikah, and I want to talk about the issue which Chazal dealt with of getting involved in other activities prior to Bedikah. To do that, I want to give an introduction about the general rule of Chazal's concern that people would get involved in other activities and forget to do a mitzvah, not specifically in regards to Bedikah, but mitzvahs in general. This applies to shofar and to lulav, and to putting on tefillin if a person hasn't put on tefillin that day, mitzvah kriya shema, etc. So Chazal were concerned that if we let a person get involved in other activities, he might get so involved in them that he'll forget to do the mitzvah. This is even so that normally this is even though the activity normally does not take that long, and there's plenty of time still, so a person has the whole day to take a lulav, and we're talking about eating breakfast. So breakfast doesn't generally take about 10 hours long, and he has plenty of time till the sun sets. It's 6, 7 in the evening to take his lulav and esrog. But Chazal said, no, we're afraid a person will get involved and forget to do the mitzvah. So once the time of the mitzvah comes, Chazal said a person cannot get involved in doing malacha or eating before doing the malacha. Furthermore, Chazal said that not only once the time of the mitzvah comes, but even a half an hour before the time of the mitzvah comes, a person should not get involved in these activities. This applies, we mentioned, the person wants to get up early before a tinus and eat, so they can't start a meal within half an hour before the Zman. The Zman is a Lusa Shachar, a half an hour before that would be whatever it is. The person can't start the meal. Now, we did say that Te'ima, just taking a snack, is permitted, but a meal is going to be Asur. So that's the first rule. The second rule says, what happens if the person did start? So if he started in a time of Heter, he's allowed to continue. With the caveat that in normal circumstances, the activity he's involved in will finish before the end of the Zman. So let's say a person did not have a lulav and esrog, and the whole day has went by, he didn't have a lulav and esrog, and now towards the end of the day, so it's very possible he starts his meal, he wouldn't have enough time to take the lulav after he finishes the meal. But a person started the meal very early in the day, in normal circumstances, by the time he finishes it, there'll still be plenty of time to do the mitzvah. So if a person started in a time of heter, i.e. not when we said it's also to start, not within the half an hour before that, but even before that, and he started, so whether it was a mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabanan, a person can continue finishing what he's doing, and then after he finishes, he will do the mitzvah. If a person started in the time of the iser, whether it's going to be half an hour before, or actually during the time of the mitzvah itself, then we say it depends. If it's a mitzvah deraisa, a person has to stop immediately. Even though he started be iser and he should not have done so, we allow him to continue again only if there's going to be time. So a person started this meal and he has not daven mincha yet, that's a mitzvah derabanan. Well, finish your meal and then daven mincha afterwards. There's not going to be enough time after the meal to daven mincha, then you have to interrupt right away. Maariv is derabanan, but kriya shema is deraisa. You started this man iser and you haven't said Shema yet, you must stop immediately because you have not said Shema yet and say Shema. The rest of the meal, then you continue your meal and you'll daven Maariv afterwards. So that's the difference between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan. So when it comes to the time for Bedikas Chametz, the time is Seisa Kachopim. So immediately after Seisa Kachopim, a person is supposed to start the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz, and therefore a person cannot get involved in a meal or malacha at that point in time. Furthermore, even a half an hour before the Seisa Kachopim, a person cannot start a meal or get involved in malacha. Actually, a person is allowed to learn during the half an hour beforehand, but once the time of the mitzvah, he's not even supposed to get involved in learning, because learning also can take the person, get involved in this learning, and take the person away from the mitzvah. So, but let's say the person started Bizmana Heter, or a person even started Bizmana Yisr, since Bedika is Drabanan, because you can derive, so you can just do Bittel, we could argue, so maybe you're allowed to continue your meal or your malacha and do the Bedika afterwards. So actually, the Chacham said no, that this is an exception over here. The mitzvah is not to do Bedika in nighttime, it's to do Bedika, the Chachila, at the beginning of the night. So since the preferred time and the appropriate time, and actually the halachic required time that a person is supposed to start bedikah is immediately at Tzitzit Kachavim. So even though he started his meal beheter before half an hour, and even though he started it was only the Rabbanon possibly, so still he has to stop when it comes to Zman to do the mitzvah. Furthermore, te'ima, which means eating something which is not bread or bread-like mezonos, is permitted in the half an hour beforehand. So that would be meat, chicken, fish, fruits, and even bread or bread-like mezonos, the size of a kebeya and smaller, is permitted. But once it comes to Zman of the mitzvah bedikah, a person has to stop that as well, which is not normally what we have the rule that te'im is mutter even during the zman of the mitzvah itself. A person hasn't taken lulav yet, he can still do te'ima. But here we're saying by bedikah that that's not so, because Chachamim specifically required that a person should start at the beginning of the night. Have a good day.